Tel Alaska announced last week it is offering high-speed internet in Nome through an agreement with Quintillion, providing the first option for Nome residents to purchase internet services on fiber.
And of course, it's a little pricey for some of us. It looks like other people are gung-ho to jump on, so I wish them well.
Nome resident Jim Dory has been in town for the last 40 years, which is longer than the internet's entire lifetime. He says he has no plans to buy a package from Tel Alaska, even though his current internet package through another provider in Nome is barely meeting his needs.
I do a lot of research on boat building since there's not a lot of resource in town for that, and YouTubes and, you know, how to do things, and we watch an occasional YouTube of this or that, but the 60 gigabytes serves us well. We don't watch TV, so we don't have that demand.
Tel Alaska has several offerings for residents, all of which have data caps, starting at 170 gigabytes for the cost of $179 a month. When asked how these packages were determined, Tel Alaska's marketing manager, Celine Kaplan, says the company felt offering unlimited bandwidth or no data caps was not necessary to meet Nome's needs.
We worked with Quintillion in putting these packages together and felt that while we do still have usage caps, they are quite high, and we feel that they will really meet customers' needs. And in addition to that, the overage fees are much lower than we would typically charge.
According to Kaplan, Tel Alaska's internet involves the local telephone service, so residents must also purchase a landline in order to use the connection to fiber. Kaplan says she was not involved in the final pricing for Tel Alaska's packages in Nome, but her understanding is that the prices were set based on how the company felt they could provide the service. Christina Woolston, Vice President of External Relations for Quintillion, could not offer much insight into the breakdown of prices either. She describes the new offerings as a unique agreement.
So we're excited about the package offerings, you know, up to triple and sometimes quadruple the speeds and double and butting up against triple the data. And we feel that it will have a meaningful and long-term impact to the communities. And you see this over time in any market, is that things evolve with offerings and the market evolves. And this first offering is a substantial and meaningful improvement than any service that was available before.
And it's taken several years for the internet market in Nome to evolve to its current state. Originally, this high-speed fiber network was scheduled to be in service by 2014. Then it was pushed back to 2016, and then it finally went live in December of 2017. After waiting months on top of years for residential internet services, citizens of Nome have an option to purchase high-speed internet, yet it still has data caps instead of being unlimited. Michael Mac McHale, the new chief revenue officer for Quintillion, says the difference between shared services and dedicated services complicated and lengthened negotiations with Tel Alaska, which could have affected final decisions on data caps.
You've got users that are going to use the service casually, and you've got other users that are going to use the service more intensely. It makes for a much more complex service delivery. So that's essentially it. I mean, again, it's point A to point B versus point A to, you know, 500 different points and managing all those interactions and transactions.
Outside of Tel Alaska, it would seem there won't be other providers or options for Nome residents to purchase high-speed internet plans, at least not in the near future. Retired engineering technician for the city of Nome, Jim Dory, says he had hoped for a retailer to provide fiber internet to everyone's house within Nome, either wired or wireless. Even though that is not currently the reality, Dory remains hopeful.
There are, you know, systems down the road. I guess Musk is putting up a satellite system that's supposed to cover the Earth, you know, everywhere. So, yeah, you can be hopeful that things will improve over time.
Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.